Last night, more than 16,500 football fans at Portman Road rose up to celebrate the achievements of Suffolk Paralympians. Amongst them was Sudbury-based shot put competitor Jonathan Adams. He told me that he and his fellow Paralympians have been bowled over by how much the whole country has gotten behind them.
To be fair, I was shocked at the amount of reception that we got from everybody in the public. I mean, we as Paralympic athletes, we really weren't sure about how it'd be perceived after the Olympics. But to see the reception and the amount of support that we got was really inspirational and just enabled us to go out and perform to the level that we did. And I think especially in Suffolk, we actually showcased the talent in our county and really put ourselves on the map as a major player in terms of talent and in sporting pedigree, because as a county, we've accounted for several Paralympic athletes in the team, and that is only a good thing for the future.
The evening also celebrated Suffolk's Paralympic torchbearers. Tim Pennock from Martlesham Heath carried the flame in Tower Hamlets in London. Tim himself is blind and says the Paralympics have made a real difference to everyone living with a disability.
I'm not a person who sort of seeks out large crowds or anything like that, and I originally thought, well, I don't know about this, but in the end it was such an exciting event. I was really pleased that I'd been persuaded to take part, and it's great, you know, to feel it's part of, you know, celebrating what Suffolk's part in all of this as well. Just for a while there's some sort of romance attached to the whole thing of disability and the people that were taking part in the Paralympics and the kind of bravery that they showed and the way of overcoming their overcoming the disabilities.
A guest of honour at the event was Eva Loffler. Eva's father, Dr. Ludwig Gutmann, founded the Paralympic Games. She herself was the mayor of the London 2012 Paralympic Village and says that was an overwhelming experience.
It was the most tremendous honour I can think of, and it was quite the most wonderful thing which has ever happened to me.
All of the Paralympians will be grateful to such a huge degree to your father and the work that he did. How do you think he would have felt at the reception that the 2012 Games had?
Well, it's been so special, I think, because it has made people see sportsmen who are disabled as sportsmen and see what they can do. And it was the most marvellous experience to see 80,000 people in the stadium cheering on our athletes, our Paralympians.
Jonathan Adams told me he was thrilled to take part in the parade on the pitch and hoped it went some way towards furthering the Paralympic spirit.
To be out in front of all these thousands of fans tonight and to showcase what we're all about as well to people in Ipswich that already may know of us, but mostly to the Wolves fans really, because of course they're away supporters, but of course they're all part of the same journey in terms of all the country was behind us. So hopefully we can branch ourselves out to further afield and really get people involved in the Paralympic spirit and realise, you know, the elite level competition that we partake in and get behind our stories in the lead up to Rio.